India Incorporated has logged a record high deal activity and also surpassed pre-COVID wave in the current 2021 financial year with 2,064 transactions worth $114.9 billion, a jump of 40% in value and 60% in deal volume, as compared to 2020, shows a PwC India and Sqo's new report. And NBSP. The report titled "India Sqo's PwC India and Sqo's Deals in India, Annual Review and Outlook for 2022 and Sqo, revealed that several key contributors, including private equity availability, abundant cash reserves, foreign direct investment and lower interest rates, pushed the activity growth in 2021. And NBSP. It further showed that PE deal activity contributed a significant portion of the value and volume, accounting value and volume for 57% and 61% respectively. And NBSP. PE transaction value also recorded an all-time high of $66.1 billion, with 1,258 deals, a 32% rise in volume and a 50% in value from 2020. Besides, mergers and acquisitions, M&A, drove the activity balance, accounting for 43% and 39%, respectively. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. And Sqo, it is clear that despite headwinds from the pandemic and other uncertainties, CEOs in India are significantly optimistic about the prospects for a stronger economy in the coming year. We, therefore, expect the momentum of deal activity to continue in 2022. On the corporate side, we expect the strategic shift to digital, innovative and new disruptive business models to continue to drive M&A, a decision-making comma and Sqo, said Dinesh Arora, partner and leader and Dash Deals, PwC India, said, and NBSP, and NBSP. The findings also showed that exits by private equity firms also increased significantly, accounting for roughly 6 times the value of exits in 2020. And NBSP. Strategic sales accounted for 36% of the exit value in 2021. The exits, according to the report, show that long-term investors are looking for high valuations and are taking advantage of the exit momentum. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. M&A activity in 2021 was more than double the volume and 28% higher in value as compared to 2020. M&A, mega deals in sectors such as renewables, infrastructure and education reflect the continued interest in consolidation. And NBSP, and NBSP. Large deals in the renewable energy sector, such as Adani Green Energy and No. 39's $3.5 billion acquisition of SB Energy India and Reliance New Energy Solar and No. 39's $771 million acquisition of Rex Solar Holdings, fueled M&A activity. With Wipro and No. 39's $1.5 billion acquisition of Cupco and Baiju and No. 39's $600 million and $500 million acquisitions of Great Learning and Epic, IT was the next large segment. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Domestic M&A was boosted in 2021 by economic confidence and sufficient capital, with corporations disposing non-core assets to consolidate massive corporate structures and then using the cash to buy assets, according to the report. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. The technology sector continued to dominate Indian private equity investment. In 2021, there were 823 agreements for $40 billion, which is nearly 5 times the amount seen in 2020. The rise was mostly due to larger deal sizes, with 5 multi-billion-dollar deals totaling $12.1 billion and 78 mid-sized deals totaling $19.4 billion, compared to only 19 mid-sized deals in 2020. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. The conditions that contributed to 2021 and No. 39's record M&A market will continue to influence deal-making in 2022. And NBSP. PE deals have had a particularly strong run recently, and they are on track to increase their proportion of M&A. Decisions-making will be driven by the strategic move to digital, and new disruptive business models on the corporate side. And NBSP. CEOs will likely focus on divestitures as they restructure their portfolios for longer-term development and profitability, given market conditions that demand a more value creation mindset across global boardrooms. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. The startup ecosystem is likely to continue strong in 2022, fueled by PE activity, with more new age companies becoming unicorns. Many unicorns will become serial acquirers, causing a wave of consolidation among new age businesses. In 2022, PE firms are projected to participate in more takeover and control transactions. And NBSP. Although the IPO market frenzy is predicted to slow off both in terms of values and interest as post-listing blues hit the market, PE is expected to gamble on early-stage innovative companies, the report stated. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP,